Hello and welcome to the Essex League Cricketer podcast. Happy New Year, boys, Alf and Phil.
How are we doing, Billy?
All good, mate.
Did you have a good New Year? Nice Christmas?
It was nice, mate, yeah. Christmas was nice. New Year was a bit low-key. But yeah, it was nice. How about you?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Philip?
Nice.
Yeah? What'd you get up to?
New Year's I had... We've done Christmas, haven't we? But New Year's...
No, we haven't done Christmas.
We did, actually. I think
we talked about what we're going to get stuck into. We didn't
actually talk about what we got.
No.
And stuff. Well, it's a bit late for that now, isn't it, anyway? But Christmas was lovely. New Year's was me, my mum and my missus were the last people standing. We were gabbering away, just chatting away. And next thing you know, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. So I got the old Prosecco out and did midnight at 2 o'clock.
Prosecco?
You missed the countdown, Phil?
I missed the countdown completely, mate. I was sat in my kitchen with my mum and my missus.
All right. So you did it at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, just you know, when you just get into a good conversation and you're just chatting away for ages and you just completely lost track of time.
Was it one way, or was it just you?
I think good conversation.
I was going to say, Philip Marsh and good conversation don't really go hand in hand.
The hairdryer treatment in the kitchen at two in the morning.
It was good. It's good. As I get older, I'm starting to see the value of spending time with my family around that time of year rather than mates necessarily. Also the fact that no mates are around anymore because they all live all over the show and they've all got their own families. Yeah. So, you know, but it's good to spend time with your family. I really enjoy it.
Well, you're more than welcome down in London next year, Phil.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what I might do? But I'd have to fetch my missus. I don't know how I'd get away with not spending it with her. I'm not sure how that'd go down, Alf, to be fair.
What about you, Bill?
Low key? Pretty similar to Phil, yeah. Went up to my mum and dad's new place out in the country. And a couple of drinks in the local pub. Nice, mate. Back for midnight. Didn't miss the countdown, Phil.
Whereabouts is out in the country, Bill? Is that like a house,
mate? Essex,
so?
Suffolk, Essex, Suffolk border. Eh?
Well, that's actual countryside.
Yeah, Essex, Suffolk border.
Lovely.
It was lovely, mate. As you said, I think it was nice just to spend it with the family. But yeah, no, it was all good, mate. Quite low key, but I think that's how I like it these days.
I wish mine was the same. I can't.
What'd you go up to, Alf?
House party. Finished at 7.
7 in the morning, strong.
Yeah. Didn't miss the countdown.
And, me and Phil got 10 years on you, don't we?
Phil, yeah, well, Phil? Actually, you look like you got 15.
I'm 35, Bill.
So am I, mate. So am I.
Yeah, emotional.
Who looks better, me or Phil?
Phil through this mic.
Hey, last Friday, lads, I went to yoga for the first time ever, you know.
How was it?
Well, I thought I'm starting to struggle after football, you know, with aches and pains and stuff. I've gone from right wing to centre-back over the years, and I'm even struggling at centre-back now. So, not to play, just with the fitness. So I decided, my missus said, oh, let's go yoga. And I was like, yoga, don't talk wet. And I went there. It was actually really good, apart from at the end where they made you sit lying dark, like, you know, when you go for nap time in like
meditation
when you're a kid.
Yeah,
it was very strange. What sort of yoga was it?
Ashganda,
a modified Ashganda. It sounded like a cricket player, to be fair, but it was
namaste.
Yeah,
Phil.
Right.
Namaste.
Yeah, that's it, Bill. That's it. We have to say at the end, and at that point, I nearly got up.
I know.
I've never done yoga. Have you done yoga?
I've done a little bit, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Quite nimble.
you get that quiet, mate. You've kept the old yoga quiet, haven't you?
Well, you know, I suffer a little bit with me top of my back and shoulders from my job.
From all those squats in the wicket keeping.
I thought I'd try a bit in the comfort of my own house on YouTube. But well.
Did you really?
I did, mate. Yeah.
Just pay £8 and go to a proper place or whatever.
Well, you know, I thought I'd try it out first.
Pay £8 to embarrass
my missus. She's a yoga fan. She does it.
She comes across as that type of girl, mate. She's quite spiritual, so I can imagine she'd be a yoga
hippie
person.
Can chuck
she does it. She does
some,
it in the silk slings.
Sorry,
you seen them?
Bill, go easy, mate. It's fucking 8:20 in the morning, mate.
Hey, Google it, Phil.
Silk
sling.
Yeah, it probably hasn't transcended up north, but they got these. They're like a hammock, like a small hammock, and you sort of you're hanging up in the air, and then you've got to like twist around in it and hang upside down.
She's a pole dancer.
I was about to say, Bill, have you ever used that for anything else apart from yoga?
Well, I did look on Amazon for a silk sling, but I couldn't find it. And I think I might rip the plasterboard down, mate, if I got in the silk sling.
Right, moving on.
Anyway, cricket.
Yeah.
Let's talk some cricket.
Right, so we've had, we've had the...
Hold on. Alf, you were in South Africa.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was all right.
The Cape Town test.
Cape Town test was good. Went to the third, fourth and fifth day. Barmy Army was rocking the last day. It was a brilliant test.
Pound of beer.
£1.25 a beer. Still people skipping.
Castle Lager's a bit rough, though, isn't it?
Don't matter when it's 125, yeah, does it,
yeah,
Phil?
Yeah.
So beers were flowing. You couldn't get anything else, not that you needed it.
No, it didn't do like spirits.
No Fever Tree tent. Wasn't like the Oval.
No gin.
No specialist gin bar.
Was it just biltong and beer?
Biltong and beer, yeah, and biltong in 30 degrees.
They do vegetarian burgers out there. are they vegans?
They actually do have, yeah, they have a bit of a vegan culture now. I think it's everywhere, but still the biltong, my god.
I do like the biltong.
You like that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
mate,
yeah.
You can't be chewing on someone's leather boot.
Did your car get jacked, Alfie, at any stage then?
If I had a car, it would have got jacked, but no. Two of the boys were in a car crash. There's a bit of a story to this. They played at Newlands for the Barmy Army against like the Prime Minister's 11 the day after the sixth day.
Oh, did they? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we went to a wine farm because we weren't invited. And so we were battered by the time they had finished. Anyway, we got a phone call. One of the boys was pretty shaken up saying, look, we've had a car crash. Like, none of us. We were all laughing. We didn't think it was serious.
Yeah, I didn't think it was
But well, yeah, one of the boys had whiplash, had to pay like £2,000 or something to...
Really?
To get out of hospital, the other one
did not have his insurance.
Yeah, he did, but you got to pay for it. And the other one broke his finger whilst we tucked into our fourth bottle of Chenin Blanc.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was the only hairy moment. Amazing place, Cape Town. If you ever get a chance to go, it's safe and yeah, rocking. But yeah, Cape Town, brilliant. The test was brilliant. Stokes was phenomenal. That seems like a long time ago now. But we're 2-1 up, aren't we?
We are, mate.
Go on, England.
Yeah, we're looking good. We're looking good. I think they're getting the makeup of the team right.
Ollie Pope's a superstar.
Yeah, we got to remember it's not a really good South African team.
No, but it's decent bowling attack.
Did you get to look at Van der Dussen's teeth?
I think he was at short leg, mate. And they hit me in the face.
I couldn't believe.
He looks like something out of one of those before and after methamphetamine pictures, doesn't he?
Didn't he? Yeah. I mean,
crocodile.
I couldn't believe it when, obviously, we're going to talk later about Butler having a pop at Big Vern's stomach. But Butler went out to bat and he was greeted with a cauldron of sledging, led by Van der Dussen. I mean, the geezer's only played 2 test matches. And
well, you never know when it's going to be your last, so you've got to get stuck in.
Well, I tell you, with a set of gnashers like that, I'll be keeping my mouth well and truly shut. Mate.
I think he's a good-looking rooster.
Oh. Wait, what? Yeah, but what would a Joss Butler have said? Hi, mate. Yeah, I've got I've got to see some dentists in London if you want it.
That's quite a good impression, actually.
There's nothing like him.
Well, again, there's nothing like what he said to Big Vern.
Yeah,
Big Vern. Does anyone know what he actually said? Because it mostly bleeps out.
Something about getting your big fat gut in the way.
But it was more than, like, get out of the fucking way with your big fat gut.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. And then Stokes said, go on, let him have it or something. I don't know.
I think that they're the rules, though, aren't you? You're allowed to sledge people, but you can't get personal. I remember somebody walking in once and I said, oh, here we go, he's walking fucking diabetes. And the umpire pulled me up for that.
Collect your free match ban, then off you go.
He didn't appreciate being called walking diabetes.
He's a big fella, Phil, was he?
He was a big fella, yeah. But he couldn't fucking catch me, Bill, could he?
Dead
so
now.
I was at safe.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't start running, Phil, did you?
I would have had to. He was a big lad.
So what do we think about Butler then? if Butler sledged me, I wouldn't be offended, would you?
Well, I'd be letting him know that his days are numbered in that test team, mate. Like, it just goes to show that you'd think, like, a guy like him, if his character, or his character in one-day cricket especially, you thought going out there getting absolutely abused by the South Africans, that he'd go out there and get a few runs, but he bottled it.
Bill, how do you think he's kept being?
I think he's been atrocious, mate. I didn't watch a lot of the last test match, but the bits I watched, there were a lot of buys. He's not the best keeper in the world.
He ain't dropped any though.
No, I can't remember him catching a lot though.
There hasn't
been a lot of chances his way.
To be fair, a lot of the wickets haven't been caught behind, have they?
He'll catch a lot in Johannesburg. He'll get a lot of catches there. I just think Ben Foulkes has to be the man now. I think...
Well, with the Sri Lanka tour coming up,
he's
going to be in there, isn't he?
For Ben Foulkes to keep wicket now. When you've got, like, a solid top order, Burns and Sibley.
Sorry.
Then you've got, like, Root, Pope, Stokes. Denley's going to be in that. Denley needs 100.
Denley's done all right, I think.
I know, but...
He's done a lot of the hard work so those guys can score some runs.
He does, yeah. He does build a platform. That's why I'm saying.
But again, he needs to work out how to score against spin, and that's why I don't think that he'll do so well in Sri Lanka, because he can't rotate the strike.
Yeah.
If you can't rotate strike on a flat deck, then you're certainly
not going
to be able to
do it. Yeah, he
does
get bogged down a lot. His strike rate's been pretty low.
He is a good player of spin at Kent, which I don't understand. Maybe he is
just needs 100, so
conscious of playing for his place that he goes into his shell.
It's all right, though, lads, because we've got Keaton Jennings, don't forget. Keaton Jennings, who's absolutely toilet
at
international
level, boys?
But he's going to go on the tour by the sounds of it to play spin.
That is horrendous.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
I thought you were winding me up.
No, there's rumours. There's rumours that he's...
Yeah, but...
No, it's pretty strong rumours. I mean, if Phil's saying it, you know it must be a pretty strong rumour if he's heard about it.
It's because you put it on the group this morning, you dick.
Yeah, well...
they've been talking about it in the intervals and stuff quite fervently, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's horrendous. I think you've got to give Zach Crawley a go. Like, I think his play's been pretty well.
Yeah, he looks good.
I mean, I don't think it matters who you have at the top of the order, like, in Sri Lanka. Like, you can put anyone up. You can put Stokes up to open the batting. It don't really matter, really.
It's just going to be a raging...
Keaton Jennings is not the best player spin I've ever seen.
No.
He's no better than anyone else in that England team.
No. And they're going to have two offies bowling.
Well, they'll just put a seamer on. Put it outside of a stump. Nick him off. I think that's an horrendous shout.
Sri Lanka aren't a massive threat. Anyway, are they?
Well, they're still pretty hard to beat in Sri Lanka.
We did beat them, though.
Yeah, we did.
Last time we played
there. 3-0.
That seems like... It can't have been that long ago.
2 years ago.
Well, is that when Foulkes made his debut and scored 100?
Yeah, it's 2 years ago.
Yeah. Fuck, that's gone quick.
But I think that's shocking. Phil, did you ever have any specialists that you brought into the side to open the batting? Someone who liked a particular team? Let's bring him in.
Well, first, I'm a bit offended. You said in your time, Bill. I'm not Garfield Sobers.
Well, in your day.
In my day.
In your time in cricket, I meant.
He's still in cricket, Bill.
Who?
No, did we have sacrificial lambs that we just put up there to get the paceman out of the way from time to time? Would I put... No. Don't forget, club cricket, nobody can fucking play spin. So there isn't a specialist. The only specialist is the pro. And half the time, the pro can't play it either. So... what can you do if you've got a good... That's why I think in league cricket, mate, a good slow left-armer who takes the ball away from the bat, they'll take you 80, 90 wickets a season.
How many games you playing?
That's good game, Phil.
I'm on about a top one. A really, really good slow left-armer. I've seen some good ones in club cricket, to be fair, over the years. But
Any names you played against, Phil?
Well, Nilesh Kulkarni is probably one of the best ones that I've played with. He only played 3 tests for India in the end. But at club level, I'm talking Division 1 of the North Staffs League as it was at the time. I think he came over for half a season and took 60 wickets.
Did he get... it's not 80 or 90, Phil, is it? So he's average.
No. I am projecting there, aren't I? But
Did he get you out?
Well, I was on the same team, Bill.
Oh, well, he played for your team. Sorry, mate.
Yeah. He played for my team. But
how much was he getting a game, Phil?
you know what? At the time before the IPL bill, and I'm talking from experience, my old man was an agent, so I had some idea of it. But at the time, they were coming over for like $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. And what we were just getting them in the shop window. So we'd get them over, you know, say, we'll put you in the shop window. We were paying them buttons, more or less. And then they'd go on and get $10,000, $15,000 somewhere else the next year.
Well, I don't know, $5,000's quite a lot. Who's funding that? Sponsors?
Well, a mix of sponsors and the usual, the chairman, had a few quid.
Sold two houses, did he?
Yeah, he had a few. But that's nothing, lads. Like, people pay like 10, 15. Alan Donald, right? What we're talking now? When was Alan Donald playing? 20 years ago? I went to see him play. He played for Haslingden in the Lancashire League, and they play on Sunday.
20 years ago?
About 20, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, that was when he was when Vaughan made his debut at Johannesburg when it was 5-3.
I don't know, I was only 7. But,
put it this way, Alan Donald would have been in his prime, and he was on $18,000 then. So think about that $18,000 now. That's like 25, 30. You know, I've known of clubs recently pay, I won't mention names, but...
Go on,
pay,
drop them in it.
No, I can't. I can't.
Any team that spunks... shitloads, you know, of money England, on players. England, it's stupid.
England, so, A no players shame are getting 25, 30 grand now for a
30
summer,
grand?
I am telling you now they are.
I suppose they're declaring mugs, that as well. Declaring it.
Go on, tell us, Phil.
Go on,
a bunch
Phil.
Of no, mugs. No, 30 no, grand on a player. So
drop them in it.
It's too recent for me to say, but people are getting daft money. I think Samit Patel came and got... I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, but
he's in the Big Bash.
Yeah, no,
that, Sammy,
well, he's
played one game in the North South Cheshire, and the rumours were, allegedly, he got a grand for a game.
Yeah, but the rumours, aren't they? He didn't get a grand.
Fuck.
No one's paying £1,000.
I mean, Phil, what do you get when you win the North Staffordshire Premiership? Fucking pendant. £30,000 for a pendant. It's pathetic.
There you go, Bill. But it's a fucking cock comparison competition, isn't it? Who can get the best pro? And, you know, it's just people with money.
Or which cock's going to pay the most money?
Basically. Look at my site. I mean, it's like playing Football Manager, isn't it? If you had 10 million in the bank, I'd have a few seasons of just getting ridiculous players in just to win the league, just for a lot, you know.
But that's not the best comparison. In the Premier League, you win millions and millions of pounds. You generate millions of pounds worth of revenue.
Oh, 100%. It's not a business,
Nantwich,
Bill, is it?
Nantwich. I don't know any other teams.
How many...
They generate 300 quid from the bar all weekend.
How many Samit Patel match day shirts are you going to sell?
Exactly,
Nantwich.
Yeah.
It's purely and simply just to say that they've done it.
Yeah. I think move on from now.
Billy's boiling in here.
Oh, yeah.
Moving back to the sledging... what do we think? Right, I had a little think about this whilst I was sitting there in Cape Town, twiddling myself. what do we think about a subscription to the Stump Mic? So you pay, like, remember they used to do Fan Zone for football? You pay to turn the, like, £5 a month or something to turn the Stump Mic fully up and just listen to...
Do you reckon a lot of sledging goes on, though? Purely because of that.
Well, it's not always turned up, is it? For the Ashes, it's been turned up, and for this test, it's been turned up. But they do turn it down when they feel something's boiling.
I don't think a lot of sledging happens these days. I think it's a sad situation. I think that Rabada being banned is just a prime example.
Well, what about
nothing wrong?
What about if they're told it's turned off and people do subscribe? Fire up. Maybe they've been told that they can't sledge.
Well, if someone sponsors that Stump Mic and there's a bit of money flying into it and they have to make it entertaining, I would subscribe, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would subscribe.
Yeah. And I don't think Rabada would be celebrating like that. I think he'd be giving him a good old send-off.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with what he did. Phil, I mean, you used to do that when you used to get number 11 out.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't like being told to fuck off, but if the guy...
He didn't say that, though, did he?
No, that's what... He just ran past, and he was a bit close to him celebrating, but...
You would have lost your shit if you were back.
No, I as a kid, fair enough, but he's entitled to celebrate. He was a bit exuberant and a bit over the top, arguably, but, you know, he didn't knock into Joe Root or anything. He's just taken the captain's wicket. Of course he's going to be excited. And I'd expect that from my players, so...
He got... he got the new ball taken away from him from some geezer, that Dane Patterson, who looked abysmal.
Good teeth, though.
I'd be, yeah, another one with a good set of gnashers. I'd be fuming, and I'd be pumped up. And then he's just cleaned up the England captain with an oldish ball because some rookie making his debut was given the new ball. I'd be fuming. And I think it's atrocious that he's been banned.
So what do you think about Faf then? Do you think he carries on? Do you think his captaincy is good enough?
Well, he's already said. You've seen what he quoted.
Probably, yeah. Go on.
I don't know if it's word by word, but he said something like, "There's no way I'd want to walk away midway for a series. I've had enough, but I will carry on going."
Oh no, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Oh right. Well, I know that Quinton the Cock's now been given the ODI captaincy.
Has he?
Yeah, and Faf has been left out of the ODI series.
You shouldn't really say that though, should you? "I've had enough, but I'll carry on."
Well, I mean, they looked demoralised, didn't they? I mean, that
there's obviously something going on.
That performance in the last Test match, that pitch weren't even that bad.
No,
I didn't think there was a lot in that pitch.
I thought Wood was good.
He took the pitch out of the equation, though, didn't he? He just bowled rapid.
He bowled rapid, yeah. And he's only going to last another Test, and he'll be fucked again, won't he? You can't bowl like that. And
Alf, my mate, was saying to me, like, talking about taking Wood to Sri Lanka. I said "You're having a laugh." I said, "If he bowls another spell like that, he'll break down."
Yeah.
I would. Him and Archer would be my main two seamers.
Ideally.
I wouldn't take. Broad's been amazing. I wouldn't take Broad. I'd give him the rest of the winter off.
Slippers.
Eh?
Give him a pipe and a pair of slippers and
Yeah. I'd send him back home to. It was his missus, the Burton, the Saturday, isn't it? The blonde one.
I'm not sure, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd be
good.
I'd be egging that on. Yeah, she's nice, mate. Yeah, I think it's a waste of time taking five seamers out of there. I think you take, you know, three, four seamers, and Wood and Archer would be my main seamers.
When you got Sam Curran and Ben Stokes,
I wouldn't take Sam Curran out there.
Really?
I'd rather put, again, I suppose think you would take on those, you don't know what the, you do know what the pitches are going to be like, but you never know.
I just think on those wickets, he's like almost the perfect sort of club cricketer, and that's what sort of wickets they are, where he can bat, bowl, and he'll always get you that 40 or 50 that you need.
I just think spinners out of the 80 overs, say.
So you take
spinners are going to bowl 65 overs, aren't they?
And Root bowled really well, to be
exactly
fair.
You're taking two, you're playing Bess, Leach, Root, Denley are bowling a lot of them overs, and then Archer and Wood are bowling three over spells when, you know, there's not much happening, and that, again, they're bowlers who take the pitch out of the equation. I think Sam Curran needs a bit in the pitch, and there ain't nothing in them pitches apart from dust, so they may even play, they played three spinners last time, didn't they?
Yeah.
They played Rashid, Leach and Moeen Ali.
Yeah. Well, talking about spinners, I'm really happy how much Don Bess has come on. He looked absolutely classy. He looked like Graham Swann, I thought.
I didn't watch a lot of him, but I wouldn't say he looked like Graham Swann. I didn't think he was getting a lot of dip and a lot of.
I disagree. I think watching it live, I thought he was he bowled with really good pace, really good control, and for an off spinner not to get whacked, you've got to be a good off spinner. I know they're not the greatest of sides at the moment.
Yeah, he did a good holding role. I wouldn't say he was threatening.
He took 5 for 40, Bill.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I think that's a testament to how shit the South African batting was, to be honest.
Well, you say that. The double, is it,
I mean, Van
der Dusen came down the wicket a couple of times and crashed him, and he overcame that. He got him out in the end, I'm pretty sure.
I didn't realise that, because I'm watching it live, you could tell he was dropping his arm a few times, and he got Faf out with one at short leg, and Pope was phenomenal in there, wasn't he? But yeah, he'd been working with Haraf for a month, and you could really tell that he had, like, he didn't turn it that much, but his variations were subtle. And I think he's got a good future. Whether he'll play much Test cricket, I don't know, but he looked pretty promising.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I wouldn't go over the top just yet. You got to remember the last podcast, I think you made it into our worst ever England players to play Test cricket.
You're allowed to change your mind, Bill.
Well, yeah, I'm not convinced just yet.
No.
We'll see how it goes.
But
in
again,
South
I think Rob Key said that when he started playing, there were about 20 odd good spinners. And we're in a position at the moment where there's only pretty much two. So it means that they're going to get all the facilities and all the all the pros around them, which might make them better, whereas the 20 that were there before never had that exposure.
Yeah, I mean, they have been... they've got Jeetan Patil in the coaching setup at England now.
Yeah.
And then apparently there was a lot of spinners went out to Sri Lanka or India.
They went to India, and that's where Haraf was working. Yeah. With yeah.
But I don't know. I just thought he bowled a lot. His line was a lot into the sort of middle and leg stump.
Yeah, right.
I would like to see him chuck it up a little bit more outside off stump, enticing the drive a little bit. I think they worked him off their legs like quite a lot. But again, you know, he's new to Test cricket, relatively, so...
And he wasn't expected to be playing, so he was... Well, he's ready to have a winter in Taunton, wasn't he? And he's been chucked out there.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, I think he's got to play, hasn't he? I think he's got to move counties.
Well, he was borderline in there. Yeah, exactly. On second Yorkshire. 11.
Does he play in Johannesburg?
Well, if Archer isn't fit... Then yeah, I guess so.
What's up with Archer, by the way? Is he straight?
He fucked his elbow.
Has he?
Yeah. Not carrying the drinks, that's for sure.
You're a bit worried, actually. Are you boys a bit worried about him? Like, do you think that?
No.
Now you think he's still committed to Test cricket?
Yeah, I think he's just learning.
Yeah.
Learning.
Yeah.
Like, how many he's got three fifers and played seven test matches. I think he'd be right.
I don't know. I just don't know if he thinks...
What do you reckon? He's watching the Big Bash and thinking, I could be there.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I just think that, you know, it's hard graft playing test cricket. I mean, you were there in Cape Town.
He's certainly not
That was a hard, hard fought victory for England. And I know he wasn't... Was he playing? No, he wasn't, was he?
No.
I just think sometimes he might think, nah, I can be out in Australia, bowl four overs, get paid more money.
It depends who's in his ear, like who's.
Yeah, I don't know. Bowler counts. He seems like he's a bit of an outsider. Likes doing his own thing.
Loves Call of Duty. What's that other game?
Fortnite.
Yeah. Phil, you played that, didn't you?
Phil, you gone, mate?
I'm here. I missed what you said.
Oh, right. Sorry, mate. We boring you?
No, I didn't hear you.
Do you play Fortnite?
Do a fuck.
What are you playing at the moment on the PlayStation?
Call of Duty, mate. Call of Duty. I'm a Call of Duty man, or maybe Football Manager. But Fortnite would infuriate me. I'd end up kicking my telly through if I got shot.
We were just saying that Archer, you know, he likes doing his own thing. Bit sort of isolates himself a little bit from the team. Apparently,
I don't think he'll last in Test cricket. In my personal opinion,
well, he's not going to play 100 Tests, is he?
No, I think he'll end up being like the other really fast seamer, not Chris Jordan, the other one who Tyrone Mings.
All right. Tamal
Mills.
That's it.
Why would you? To be fair, though, I mean, therein lies the problem. We've talked about
He's
it quite a
bit
a few
better
times.
Tamal Mills, though. Tamal Mills was just a bit of an enigma. Guy left arm who could bowl 95 miles an hour. Couldn't stay fit, whereas Archer's action's a little bit more repeatable. I mean, England have over bowled him the last sort of year or so. Got to remember, he's been constantly bowling since April. World Cup, Ashes, straight on the plane to New Zealand.
He could be the same bowler as Rabada. He could be that good.
Yeah.
I don't know what Rabada's incentive is to play there, because he don't earn any money playing for South Africa.
No.
So...
Yeah, why is Rabada? What does he play T20 Rabada?
When he can, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's not.
He's not going to be skint.
He didn't get picked for the 100, did he?
Well, only 6-7 people did get picked, didn't they? He probably put himself in at 125 grand.
But we'll wait and see what happens to Archer. But I'm a little bit worried.
I think he'll end up being a big name in the T20s around the world, just like, you know, the marquee pace man.
Well, he's going to have 15 years of that anyway, so it's whether he wants to play Test cricket. And we don't know. We're just speculating. But.
Yeah, I think what will happen with England is they will have to accommodate stuff like this, where the world as it is today, the cricketing world, is that these big franchise tournaments, you know, they're big money and a lot of players want to play in them, and I think they'll do their best to accommodate them. Tom Banton's another example. They'll want to get him playing, you know, England playing representative cricket ASAP, really. But on the flip side, they know he's got the IPL, he's got the Big Bash, he's got all these tournaments that they have to accommodate, because you can't deny a youngster earning a living.
Do you think they'll try and get him into the test setup at some stage?
I think they will, yeah. He's that talented. What he's doing in Australia.
There's definitely a number six spot up for grabs, I'd say. So I think the likes of people like him, even Dan Lawrence spoke to Ed Smith about this recently, where he has a PSL gig, but he's had to write that off to go and play Lions because there is a number six spot, and he knows that.
Well, Liam Livingston's rejected playing in the IPL this year.
Yeah.
He's going back, going to play for Lancashire and try and nail down that number six because it looks like Ollie Pope will go up to three.
Mm. So, yeah, there's going to be a little bit of a fight for that afterwards.
And then you've got number six. If Joe Denley doesn't score the hundreds, then Ollie Pope will go up to three, I think. And then there'll be a number six spot up for grabs. I think, folks, whether you give that to Bairstow, for me, I don't. I don't see how Johnny Bairstow is our best player. If our best player averages 34 in Test cricket, then we're struggling. Well, I think Ben Stokes averages about 35, doesn't he?
37 now.
Yeah, well, it's creeping up anyway, and I don't buy into Bairstow, to be honest. Like I said, I think
he's had better days, hasn't he?
I think he's had one good year, which was a long time ago, and since then he's done bits and pieces. Fantastic white ball cricketer. I think he's got to go back and score a stack load of runs for Yorkshire.
Which he will.
Yeah, probably. But if he does that, fair enough. And then there's a number six. I think number six is a perfect spot for him, really. I don't think he should be any higher than that. He's too loose. He certainly doesn't get the gloves for me. When you've got someone like Ben Foulkes, who could end up finishing his career with three England caps, I think that's an absolute travesty if he doesn't play anymore. But Ben Foulkes has to keep wigging, bat seven.
Yeah, on the Ollie Pope one, Bill, I hope they don't put him up to number three too quick because there's a hell of a lot of pressure there, isn't there?
There is, but kid's talented, isn't he? He hits good balls for four.
If you hit good balls for four at test level,
he pulls, cuts, plays the short ball well, he laps for Bada.
He taps that ball on the head down to third man, like Ian Bell used to do in his prime, and Joe Root sometimes does it as well. When you get a decent length ball, just outside off stump, and he just knocks it on the head down to first. That's a gut now as a bowler.
Mm. No, it's interesting. Like I said, I think
there's some good problems to have.
The team they pick for Sri Lanka is not going to be a reflection of the summer. I think Denley will go to Sri Lanka, and I think they'll give him the series there. And then, like Alf said, I think is the number six batting spot. There's a couple of spots up for grabs in the summer. It's up to whoever gets early runs in the county championship.
Yeah. Right, we'll leave that there because we're boring people to death.
Yeah, no, we don't usually talk that serious, do we, Ben?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking boring, that. moving on to winter nets. Phil, you can enlighten us on this. They must have started now. People are getting, I don't know, they're probably getting their new sticks out, new pads, new gloves, what their parents have bought them for Christmas.
We have to get in touch with a fella from Twitter whose missus bought him a cricket bat.
Oh, yeah. Do you reckon he's broken it on the bowling machine already?
No, I reckon he's still... He's on the second coat of oil. linseed oil, second coat.
Do well to dry in this weather. Phil, have you started winter nets?
Yeah, we have. I'm having anxiety already about getting a new bat because I know I'm going to have to spend a fortune and it probably will be shit when I get it. So I'm anxious about that. But
where do you get bats from these days, Phil? Are you still using the...
car boot sale.
I like to try and get him off a pro if I can, but I don't really I'm not in contact with any now. We play current professional cricket, so I'm gonna have to go and actually pay decent money for one, I think.
There might be someone listening to this who feels
a decent bat, about £2.8, low middle, light as anything, and goes like an absolute steam train, please, if you can. I've got about £70. but I like to spend about £200 max, mate, on a bat. I don't have to go and spend £500-600.
If you knew it was going to be the best bat you've ever bought, would you spend more?
I'd spend, if it was going to be an absolute gun, I'd spend £400 on it, but I don't want to spend £600 on it.
You'd spend £700 on a shit pair of trainers.
Yeah, true. That's a very fair point.
What's your criteria for a bat, Phil? What in sort of order? Do you go stickers first? Grain.
He used the Giorgio Romani. There's no such thing as
stickers. I don't care what stickers are on the bat, mate. It doesn't matter what's on the bat. It's what wood it is that matters. I wouldn't go no stickers. I don't know why. I just think they look silly, don't they? But Yeah, I don't care about stickers, mate, as long as it's a gun. But I'll tell you what did shock me the other day. Obviously, I changed club last year, as has been mentioned, and I've got to go buy all new gear. Fucking hell. Like, match shirt. And it's not just my... This isn't my club. This is across the board. Like, match shirt, training top, shorts, pair of trousers, short sleeve jumper. It's about 200 notes.
Are you sponsored by Phil?
Kitted out.
Yeah, they're sponsored by.
They're sponsored by kit sponsor.
It's some feeds company. The chairman owns is director at some feeds.
So he's basically robbing money out of your club.
200 quid.
Yeah, no, he's sponsored. We've got BMW on the arm of the local BMW dealership. There's a couple of them, but I don't. It's because we use Grey Nick stuff.
No, who's our the kit sponsor? Who makes the kit?
Grey Nick's.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
But it's dear, really, 200 quid, isn't it?
Yeah, but you only have to buy it once if you stay at the same club, you dickhead.
Yeah, but they change the kit every year.
You don't have to change with them. It'll be vintage in 10 years.
Alf, you don't want to be wearing old kit, though, do you?
Mate, but you play in the third team, you warm up in jeans.
do you warm up?
You warm up with a snout. And a fucking bacon sandwich.
I always have to.
Why are you buying shorts?
I don't like having old shit, mate. I don't. That stuff gets used in the gym. Stuff that's last season's gets used in the gym.
Do you rock up in? Do you turn up in your training kit, or do you rock up in like last night's clothes?
I rock up in normal clothes, Alf. I'm going to wear that night and then get changed in the changing room.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, you just rock up in your training gear and then you put your nice clobber in your on a hanger. So
I've been doing it wrong all these years?
Well, yeah. I just don't see the point in getting your fresh all your fresh garments for the evening, all creased up and sweaty, if you're just going to get changed in like the next sort of like 20 minutes en route to the ground.
Yeah,
that's a fair one, Bill. Fair point, well made.
We're always learning, Phil.
We are. But yeah, so it's a dear do, isn't it? It's a dear do getting all this new gear, which I'm going to order, actually. I need to order after I've got off this so it comes in time for the
start of next
season.
That does show you're fully committed to that club.
So it comes for the start of the season. We're in January, Phil.
Say it again?
We're in January.
Yeah, but these clubs, these companies, the turnover of kit takes a year sometimes for them to print the name on it.
Fucking hell.
We use a local firm and they're not that bad actually, but some of them, which isn't the one we use, but some of them send off to India for it, don't they? And that's why it takes about 8 weeks to get to you.
Yeah. How did we get to this?
I'm excited, lads. I can't wait. I've been in winter nets, had a couple around my teeth early doors. Tried to ramp one, hit the bottom of the fucking splice.
Good man.
That was interesting.
Quick bowler.
Do you know what? We haven't got anybody rapid at our club, but there's a couple of really, really good bowlers. There's one lad who's about my age and is actually a decent cricketer as opposed to myself. He's played for years, taking a shitload of wickets. And he just bowls that nagging length, not short, not full.
What are your indoor nets like? Are they?
I say that, yeah. What, is it a mat down in a sports hall?
No, it's a proper rubber floor. But you just have to leave it or nick it. You can't really do much else with it.
It's a Glenn McGraw.
That's a bit of a waste of a net session, mate. I'll be down the track, mate.
Yeah, get on one knee if in doubt.
No, it's been good set of lads. I can't wait for it. What about yours, Alf? Have you started slipping everywhere yet? Or
no, I'm not playing cricket, mate.
What?
Yeah, no, I'm done. Just charity matches.
Nah, you haven't told me this.
Yeah, no, you'll be back at Alf. It's only January.
Alfie, don't waste your talent, mate. Fuck it. You're an half-decent cricketer. Play as long as you can. There's an old saying, you're a long time packed up.
What
you'll be 35 and you'll think, well, I haven't
played.
What
was you going to do on Saturdays?
Listen to this podcast?
Well, that takes up an hour.
Fuck off, Alf.
Twice.
Fuck off, Alf.
No, I'm not playing. And I'm not winter netting. Over it.
Did you average 10 last year or something and you've decided you're no longer good enough? What's the script here?
Your mates play out. There's no better feeling than playing with your mates. That's what I miss, to be honest, is getting out there playing with all my mates.
Should we have this counselling session off of the podcast?
No, let's do it. Let's do it live on air.
No, I just don't want to play anymore. I'm happy. I've played a lot of cricket.
How old are you?
29.
What a load of shite, Bill. Have you ever heard anything like that? You'll be sat there in your boxers watching fucking India versus Pakistan.
He'll be going up to watch the boys play.
That is one thing I'm worried about.
He'll be scoring.
Yeah. I'll be running the drinks and scoring.
Yeah.
What a waste. That's a disgrace, Alf.
You'll be doing what I did, is I go up and then I'll just be going to watch after work and I'll be just saying how good I was.
Yeah, but but Billy, we've got Crick Info.
And how much I would have smashed that bowler in my day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got called a miserable.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, walked off. Because you don't know anyone.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, drink about 15 pints and go home for a cry wank because you can't play anymore. That's what happened to you.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that, Phil. But, cry wank.
Anyway, less about me and more about the no balls that get bowled in winter nets.
No, a quick change the subject.
Hey, well, what do you think, Phil? You're definitely a no ball merchant in the nets.
You bowled off the wrong foot, Phil, didn't you? I am not just being a sod here and saying it or defending myself, but I bowl where I'm supposed to bowl.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get it down there if you bowled 15 from yards. I think winter nets a fair game. 18, it's the flattest deck you're ever going to play on. Let me have my 3 yards.
Yeah, but it comes off the deck at about 190 mile an hour out.
To be
so
fair,
if you're bowling
Phil,
off 18 yards and somebody puts one in short, you've got no time to get out of the way of it.
I reckon in all my winter nets I had, right, it probably weren't that many the last sort of 5-6 years I was playing. I reckon I saw maybe 3 people bowled.
Bowled? Yeah. Oh, actually out bowled.
I reckon maybe 10 people get out full stop. A couple of little slinks behind.
No, you get... Mate, everyone in the wind... I reckon most people on average get out 5
mate,
times in the winter net.
Nets are flat.
Yeah. The amount of skiers you see in a winter net.
Yeah, no, but you can't ever say that's, out. That's out. Yeah, you can't. Don't know, do you? I never saw anyone.
So you're one of those.
Assuming the fielding side has completely lost all ability to catch.
Well, you don't know, do you? You don't know what sort of fields they got.
Phil, what do you think about this, right? You know when you're bowling in the nets, I don't know whether this has happened to you, and when someone just blocks one and middles it into the net and just says, yeah, one, does that grate you? Just shouts, yeah, one.
Nobody who I've ever played cricket with would say, yeah, one, after they've hit one.
I've heard a few people say that. You think you prick.
Yeah, so it does have the desired effect.
Yeah, one.
Who does that? So people actually hit one and pretend they're in a match and call.
Yeah, because how much would it piss you off if you just get milked every single ball? Yeah, one. Does that not annoy you?
I think that's a very... I don't want to piss people off in winter nets, mate, ideally, when the track's an absolute... I mean, some geezer turned up with a brand new rock.
Two piece.
A brand new rock,
and a new ball in the nets.
You can't fucking bowl with that.
Was it Slazenger?
I'm not asked. No, it was a league ball. I'm not asked about my bat because your bat hits new rocks all the time. But it's just the fact.
I ain't getting me new bat,
mate. When it's freezing cold and you tow a new ball in the nets, it's disaster, mate. R.I.P. to that bat.
Have you ever played with anyone in the nets who have hit it and gone six?
Yeah, you.
That's six.
Yeah, that's
six.
What about the classic don't bowl there when you hit?
I'm gonna try this next Monday and see how long it lasts.
Don't bowl there, lads.
And there's always the new bloke who rocks up, tells you, or you don't really know much about them. They're wearing whites. It's fucking January, and they run in with a sidearm action and hit the side net. What?
I don't normally bowl in that net, Alf. I don't know if you do, like, nowadays, but I'm not normally in that net.
That was fucking you turned up in the whites, mate.
I've seen you wear whites, Phil, for a winter net.
It's the classic, isn't it?
I wear shorts and a training top.
No, you wear whites, mate. Person. I've definitely seen you wear whites for a net. Have you ever turned up to a game in whites?
When I was 13.
I don't know, mate. I think I've done it recently, actually.
What do you mean? Really? You stopped playing five years ago?
Relatively recently.
You are village now, though, Bill. Don't forget, because you just turn up and play the odd Sunday now and then. So you are.
I haven't played a Sunday for years, mate. No, I just play the cricket week game.
I've definitely seen you wear short sleeves while I was keeping as well.
Which, 100%. Yeah,
that's proper sex offender stuff.
There's a couple of photos of me in the local papers that my mum's kept. She got them out last weekend.
Black and white.
Keeping his short sleeve, mate, and no hat either. Glasses resting on my head.
I'll try and get down for cricket week this week at Chingford, by the way, for the listeners. It's a great week of cricket if you're local, come down and have a watch. But
yeah, we'll do a specialist podcast down there, shall we?
Who's got a side in it this year? Who's captain of a side?
That's the one I'm playing, Phil.
Yeah, get me in. Tell Ben. I mean, I've played in it a couple of times, but tell Ben get me in.
Ask him
now.
Got
a man now. It's been too long.
Ben listens. Ask him.
Ask
Phil.
Him.
Ben, send me a text message. Get me in the cricket week. I'll stay in a hotel this time rather than keep you up at yours. And
also,
no,
Phil.
I'll stay at Alfie's. I'll stay at Alfie's.
I'm out that week.
You're not staying at mine.
I'm out that week.
Ben's got a. His baby's due imminently. Actually, Phil.
Oh, lovely! Another addition to the family.
Yeah,
Big Rich must be happy.
He is, mate. Yeah, so that's why so little girl was expecting.
And that's why you can't stay there, Phil.
What a shame! it was due on Sunday.
Right. God, well, good luck to him and the little girl.
Let's move on for people who don't know who Ben is. anything else on the indoor winter nets? What about a new pro turning up or a new you sign
well,
a new player who's meant to be good?
They don't.
They rock up for the first one, maybe the second, realise everyone else is shit, and then don't come until the first game of the season, collect their £500.
No, mate, the pros that I've seen over the years, they normally arrive on a flight about two games into the season, come out and it's a misty sort of that rain that gets your piss wet through that just is in the air but it's not raining, wearing gloves, absolutely fucking freezing, bowl two overs, pull up with an injury and have to go home normally. That's what happens. But I've never had a pro rock up to winter nets, mate. They don't do winter nets, do they?
But nowadays people are getting pros in that are already here rather than overseas players. Because it's
you mean paying bang average amateurs who are passing themselves off as being professionals?
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
I used to do actually that quite miss. I used to have a bat and then go home.
To be fair, it saves that back wall from being fucking knocked down with your
shit. Yeah, well,
that's
what I'm saying. I'm not a bowler, am I? So I have a little bat early doors, and then
that is poor.
Then fuck off home.
Such poor etiquette.
Do you not get yourself like move the stumps half a yard forward, Bill, and get in behind the stumps?
What a waste of time. I mean, what you do is you get someone who will just leave like every sixth ball.
Yeah, leaving half volleys.
That's a waste of time, mate.
Yeah,
I have done it, but. Yeah,
you've got to practice your leg side stumpings because don't tell me there isn't about 15 balls in every 20 down leg side.
It's a good way.
Hurts, Phil.
It's a
hurts.
Good way of practicing your sledging. You just get down there, just spray anyone who comes in.
I don't need to practice that, son.
That big shot.
Some things just come naturally.
Yeah, right,
Josh
Butler.
Exactly. I'm just a cunt naturally, mate.
Alf, should we? I need to do some work.
All right, let's just get on to the questions and then we can wrap it up, Phil. Right, we got Martin from Twitter here. Hiya, gents. What are your thoughts on picking the ball up and giving it back to the opposition when it lands at your feet whilst batting?
Shocking. Don't do it.
You've done it, mate. I've seen you do it.
Nah.
You do.
Oh, if it was like a friendly game of cricket, yeah, but not. You just don't do it.
I don't.
When have you seen me do that?
I just made it.
When cricket week?
I just made it up. Don't bite, mate.
Nah. It's something I just don't get. Like, I'm not a fielder. I'm a batsman. I hit with a bat and fielded it. Personally, I just think that's shocking.
What about you, Phil?
Duplessis was doing it, wasn't he?
Well, that's what.
Did you see it?
Yeah, that's probably where this question's come from.
Yeah, I just I can't believe it. He was going out of his way to pick it up, running down the pitch, like padding up to it, picking the ball up or stopping it with his bat and then putting it into his hands, giving it to the short leg fielder.
Beta move. What do you reckon, Phil? If someone does it to you, you're bowling. Absolute gas. You've just hit him in the stomach and it drops below, just drops at their feet and they go to pick the ball up. Are you one that says, don't you fucking touch it? Or you say, thank you very much, sir?
I'm perfectly fine with somebody picking the ball up. It's a gentleman's game at the end of the day, isn't it? If somebody wants to pick it up, it saves me bending down to pick it up. So why would you be bothered about it?
Yeah, but you wouldn't be picking out the fielders pick it up.
I'm not arsed, mate. I've gone beyond being a complete twat on the cricket.
No, you haven't.
No, you ain't, mate. You've got white line fever, mate.
If somebody wants to pick the ball up,
if you're not going to play next year, Saturday afternoon, we'll get the train up to Manchester and we'll watch Phil play and we'll just get booze at your club.
We won't tell him which game we're going to rock up to, just so that we can see where.
Lads, I've heard it all before. It's empty promises.
Why don't you come down to London then?
The empty promises. But
do you have any games in the centre of Manchester you play?
No, I play in the Cheshire County League. So if we're away, we'll be somewhere in North Cheshire, probably towards Manchester. But if we're at home, we're in South Cheshire, about 10-minute cab ride off the train station from Crewe. Get yourself down.
Nah, we're not going to Crewe, man.
Imagine going to Crewe to watch that shit.
Well, yeah. It's Nantwich, mate, isn't it? But it's down. You'd have to go. You'd have to get the train.
Nah, as close to Manchester city centre as you can, Phil.
Oh, you mean so you can have a night out afterwards?
Yeah.
Or during?
Oh, well, I tell you, when there is a good game, we're playing Chester Bolton Hall away, second game of the season, and Chester's a fantastic night out.
Well, we'll send us the details, and we'll get back to Martin.
Yeah, well, Alfie, you'll be playing, mate, anyway. So I don't know why you're giving it the pick.
So what are we saying that you don't pick the ball up, or you can pick the ball up?
What do you think, Alf?
I would say you don't pick the ball up, ever.
No.
And what about hitting it off the pitch?
I'm pretty sure you've been in a silly point, a short leg, and you've told the guy to leave it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Because I'm a dickhead.
Well, yeah, and so am I as well. Brutal combination.
But what about when it drops in front of you and you just whack it off the pitch? That's fair game, is it? Because that's the opposite of doing that.
What, for four? No,
or you don't touch it at all.
Well, I don't think I've ever been in a situation where the ball's...
It does, so you see it all the time.
Phil's never been in a situation where he's hit one for four, Al. So he doesn't know about that.
Good one, Phil.
Oh, man, that's a bit rich coming from you, man.
Right, so you
Don't pick it up, Phil.
Martin, don't pick it up. Just leave it. That's what they're there for.
Maybe or sweep it for four.
Yeah. Or flick it up and whack it.
Yeah, play the flick shot.
We've got one more question from Joe429. I'd love to know what the 429
is. That's his high score.
that's his three consecutive scores.
That's his the amount of runs, league runs he got last year.
That's the number boss he has to catch the game, that is.
Phil, do you remember Graham Peters? Who played for our club in the third team? I'm sure he doesn't listen, but he's slightly paedophilic. Glasses, the typical paedophile profile. One year he played maybe 70 games, and he got 930 runs for the season. And then the next year he got a black marker. And he had a plain backfield, so you wouldn't have liked that. He had a plain bat and a black marker. He wrote 9-3-0 on the back of his bat.
Did we even get to the question, or we just got 429?
429.
Right,
yeah.
So Joe429 from Twitter. Do you think it's acceptable to bounce people during pre-season nets? There's a lot of pre-season nets here. Knowing full well you're not capable of bowling a bouncer outside.
No.
You don't absolutely. If somebody smashes you for a couple of fours, then they're getting one round the chin.
Simple as that. But you're not going to do that outside, Phil. Like,
it don't matter. We're inside.
The amount of people. Yeah, but then come April.
Well, they're not going to do it, are they?
Yeah, they are. They do it and they get slapped.
They don't do it on purpose. They do it because they're shit.
Well, because they've been practicing by bouncers all winter. That's why.
I think
you practice pitching the ball up and get driven, you'll reap the rewards in April.
If you could bowl a bouncer in the nets, you'd do it.
Well, everyone can. Even I bowled the odd bouncer in the nets.
So you basically proved me right.
Well, I don't bowl outside, do I? So it don't matter what I do in the nets. Well, in fact, I'd bowl a couple of bounces and go home. I'd bat, bowl a couple of bounces and then go home.
What about a flat one? You always get someone who bowls a flat one in the nets.
Flat bouncer?
No, flat fucking beamer.
Well, in Chingford's pretty hard. It would skim the roof of the net, wouldn't it?
Not if you bowl round arm, mate, with a good trajectory.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's always a guy who's erratic, doesn't really bowl that much, but bowls bouncers and beamers in the nets with an odd Yorker.
Chris Baldock,
yeah, that springs to mind. There's a bit like you, actually, Phil. You used to bowl with zero control in the nets.
I bowl zero control anywhere else, to be fair. It's not just nets.
you're definitely a bouncer merchant, though, aren't you?
I bowl quite skiddy, so I struggle to bowl bouncers outside. If I bowl a bouncer, it doesn't make it to the stump, so I don't bother, really. And at the end of the day, now, if you bowl a bouncer, you best expect one back. And I don't really want to be wearing him around the grill, mate. I'm all right off the back foot, but I don't want to have to top-edge one into me lid.
Just quickly, what are you doing this year? Are you keeping wicket or bowling?
Well, I'm primarily going to be as a batsman, mate.
But you were keeper last year, weren't you?
I kept in a couple of games, yeah. Only
so
because
still going to keep your eye.
We didn't have a keeper, really. And I can keep. I don't pretend to be anywhere near as good as a proper keeper like yourself, Bill. But I, you know, I'm not shit. I can catch the ball. I'm fairly athletic, so I've been a goalkeeper for that many years, so I know what I'm doing. I can stop it. I can dive and stop it down leg side. I won't necessarily keep it in the gloves, but I'll stop it going for four byes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That sort of thing, which is all. That's all you need to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this year I'm concentrating on my batting. To be honest with you, there's some batting spots come up. A few lads have left the first team this year, and there's some batting spots. So I'm just gonna. I'm being serious now. I'm going to get my head down and just concentrate on batting and not giving my wicket away.
Oh, well, even after their cup run in the National.
Yeah, one lad's gone off to the Navy, one lad's moved away. It's just, it's natural attrition, isn't it, over time. So,
have you seen much of the boys since the final?
No, not really. No, only at Winternet. We've only got together for Winternet so far.
Any of the lads worn the boot cut chinos out?
No, they haven't. Hey, you know what's going to happen to them? They'll just go away for a final in about 15 years, won't they?
Well, I'd imagine that's pretty high trend up there, mate.
Oh, well, what's the trend? What are people wearing down south nowadays, Bill? Like oversized tracksuit bottoms?
Not a big party guy these days, Alf.
Bill don't go out.
Nah.
To be honest, I couldn't tell you either. That's the end of that chat.
Well, Alf, to be at 28 though, mate, you've basically resigned yourself to retirement.
Yeah, no cricket. Just gonna go and tell everyone how good I was.
Yeah,
I bet your golf handicap's absolutely fucking mint by the end of the season.
I played a bit of golf in Cape Town. What a place to play golf! Get out.
Did
there.
You?
Yeah, unbelievable place.
Any links courses? Links courses?
Nah.
You're on the coast though, there, obviously, aren't you? You didn't play any links.
Stellenbosch is inland. But yeah.
That sounds like something I do on a Saturday night after the game.
Right, that's it. We've had enough. Joe.
Yeah.
Joe 930.
Joe 930. Get that bouncer in, son. And if you can get a beamer in, do it. Martin, don't pick the ball up.
If they do net in them places where only half the pitch is covered by a bit of matting and the other half is sports hall.
Will you just bowl off 16 yards?
No, just bowl into the sports hall bit. That'd be a mean bouncer skidding off the wooden surface.
There you go, Joe. You heard it from Billy.
That's it, mate.
Right, guys. If you could... Well, I started a new Twitter account. If you want to follow it, that'd be great. It's the same name, but with a one on the end.
But also, I might change that to the reviews in.
Yeah, get the reviews in on the podcast.
Get us up the ladder.
And we'll be back in, I imagine, next week or...
A couple of weeks,
whenever film...
Yeah, I think we need every couple of weeks, lads, don't we, really? Because we're getting about 3 weeks in between podcasts. I mean, obviously, we have lives, don't we? But it'd be nice to do it every couple of weeks, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so, in the off-season. And yeah, if you can send any questions, any burning questions in, we can talk dog sticks, we can talk etiquette in the nets, we can talk whatever you want.
930,
yeah. 619, whatever you want. Anyway, cheers, guys.
See you later.
Bye.